Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Third Circuit Court of Appeals is hearing arguments today from New Jersey's Attorney General and gun rights advocates over the state's restrictions on high-capacity magazines and assault weapons. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty fills us in.
In a somewhat unusual move, all available judges from the Third Circuit are hearing oral arguments rather than a three-judge panel like usual. At issue are two laws passed in New Jersey restricting the use of high-capacity magazines and AR-15-style rifles. Attorney General Matt Platkin says the state has the lowest gun violence rates in the nation because of laws like these.
For 2 years running, we have had the lowest level of shootings in New Jersey history. And this year, we're 25% below where we were last year. We've had fewer than 100 fatalities from firearms so far in our state this year.
The Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs argues the state's laws are a violation of the Second Amendment and that they are flagrantly unconstitutional. The U.S. Department of Justice filed a brief in support of the association's appeal. A lower court upheld the state's ban on high-capacity magazines, but ruled the assault weapons ban is unconstitutional. This case could be appealed again no matter the outcome and possibly end up at the U.S. Supreme Court. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.